Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Peanut and Fred Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. Kim St. Anjan here along with me this morning. And how are you, Peanut or Fred?
Peanut.
Okay, she's Peanut. I'm Fred. That's Carl Middleman over there. Sue Thomas will be along in a minute. She's going to have a busy day because it was pouring rain on my way in. I don't know about anybody else or if it's going to slack off. But here we are, the day before Election Day. You had two solid weeks of beautiful weather to vote. And for those of you that waited until today or tomorrow, you're going to be standing outside for an hour or more in the rain.
Yep.
We tried to warn you to vote early. And now I hope that the weather doesn't impact turnout tomorrow. I mean, it shouldn't, but I just hope it doesn't.
Well, I'm curious to see what the lines are tomorrow because, you know, a number of people, like at church yesterday, they asked how many of us had early voted, and about 75% of us raised our hands, which is fantastic. And obviously, we only have, for example, in St. Louis County, 14 locations where you can vote. Well, tomorrow there's going to be, did they say hundreds? I mean, it's a crazy amount.
Yeah, I think there are closer to 200 locations. I believe that was the number in St. Louis County. So, yeah, and I'm sure St. Charles County, I mean, they're everywhere you would normally have your precinct to go vote. Now, in St. Louis County, it doesn't matter. You can go anywhere. In St. Charles County, I would have to go to my precinct specifically to vote.
Now, wait a minute. I had a friend asking me that yesterday who lives in St. Louis County, and I guess I gave her incorrect information. I was saying that today you can go to any of the 14 locations. Tomorrow, you have to go to your...
Not true in St. Louis County.
Okay, I'm going to text her. I need a text her.
Not true in St. Louis County. They changed that a few years ago, that you can go anywhere there is a polling place open, hand them your driver's license. When they enter it in the system, it will print out a ballot specific to your precinct.
That's great.
And you can vote anywhere you are.
I mean, that makes
it a lot easier.
I feel so much easier. St. Charles County tends to just be one step ahead. Like, look at the senior property tax freeze. Like, I'm sorry, not to hate on St. Louis County, but St. Charles County just does it better 9 times out of 10. And this is not one of them. We just I'm sorry, dare I say epically failed here. Why have we not figured this out?
That is a really good question.
Mark's really busy. If he sounds like he's distant, it's because there is a paper cut out of Donald Trump in the studio.
I'm trying to arrange it so that you can see the 97.1 sign and me and Donald. See, there we go. I fixed it.
No.
Not quite. We still can't see all the 97.1 sign, but you can see Don. Don's pointing at me. You see that?
There.
Now it's completely covered up. That's okay. They know where they're listening to. It's good.
It's on your mic flag.
Okay. That's good. It is on my mic flag. But hey, welcome into the day before Election Day. Lots of new polling and all that stuff to get to. Some really good news out of Rasmussen, I think, was probably some of the most interesting stuff I heard over the course of the weekend, in addition to the murder of a pet squirrel. I'm watching this story and I'm thinking to myself, now wait a minute. With all of the crime going on, the apartment complexes being taken over by crime syndicates, murders, rapes by illegal aliens all over the country, and the state of New York had the time and the resources to raid someone's house based on a complaint, take their docile pet squirrel and raccoon, and murder them. How does that add up? Does that not encapsulate these strange political times that we're living in? So many priorities should be higher than this. And Kathy Hochul in the state of New York murdered a squirrel. Oh, man. The owners are beside themselves, as you can imagine. And I have no idea. They ran a pet rescue. I don't want to make any assumptions about where they were on politics prior to this. My guess is that position might have changed with the murder of their pets.
Good. They were
by
breaking
the
state.
Law.
They were breaking the law, but I think what this
that law is okay.
No, I think what this speaks to is how many other people right now are breaking the law, and the New York officials don't have time to deal with that, you know, like actual crime. And I get they're breaking the law, okay? First of all, it's weird they had a squirrel and a raccoon anyway, but that's beside the point. Why are they not dealing with the people who are, I don't know, like raping people and robbing people and gang activity like that? This is their priority.
They were
over
technically
that.
Breaking the law, like you're technically breaking the law if you're driving down the street and the tag on your car is expired by one day and a police officer pulls you over and writes you a ticket for it, while he'll let the people with the 2-year-old temporary tag pass by him or her on the way down the street. These people owned a animal sanctuary, a Peanut Freedom Annual Animal Sanctuary. The licensing wasn't 100% complete yet, but they'd owned this squirrel for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. In a different state.
The idea that the police state of New York would come in and murder their animal is going to piss a lot of people off. And I don't know how this plays politically. I know that the Trump campaign was trying to play into the emotion of it this weekend, for sure. And it's like the rally squirrel.
Love the rally squirrel.
I heard some just fantastic commentary on this weekend. We're going to get to all of it for you today. We've got Hans von Spakovsky coming up. No bigger day in America to have Hans talking about election integrity than today. John Sauer, if you remember that name or not, he used to be the Solicitor General for the state of Missouri a few years back. He is out there discussing the truth about Amendment 3. It's never more important, if you haven't voted yet, for you to understand what's on the line with Amendment 3, which is not polling well, by the way, in case you haven't seen any of the latest polls on that. We're going to talk to Mark Lotter a little later. Of course, used to work for President Trump and the Vice President Pence at the time prior to that. In the state of Indiana. We're going to get his take on where things stand the day before Election Day. And it's, of course, our first responder Thanksgiving. We'll talk about the ATF raffle all morning as well. Go get your tickets. They're only $1 a piece. Now, there's a minimum purchase of 10, but that's 10 chances to win thousands of dollars of fabulous prizes, including a beautiful $2,000 9mm rifle. It's just gorgeous, donated by my friends at the range. But first, let's get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing.
Yeah, part of the closing argument ad that has been released by the Trump campaign is pretty amazing. That's two and a half minutes long. Running it all is a little tough, but what a fantastic job they did with that ad.
So hopefully we get rid of Mitch McConnell pretty soon. Can you believe he endorsed me? Can you? Boy, that must have been a painful day in his life.
That's pretty funny. You say whatever you want about Donald Trump, he's brutally honest. He is brutally honest, whether you want to hear it or not, and McConnell probably didn't.
When I was in Scranton, I used to have a little trouble going down the plot once in a while. From Green Ridge. But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Wow, yeah, there you go. They just can't keep Joe down, can they? They try to hide him. They try to get him away from Kamala and not talking about, you know, garbage people and all that stuff, and he still brings out the heat.
And I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
Saturday Night Live, a little election interference there. The Saturday night before the election. I obviously don't watch Saturday Night Live. Even if I was up that late Saturday, I was watching something worthwhile and not Saturday Night Live. But they didn't. It wasn't even an original idea. It was a takeoff on one they did with Trump years ago.
Yeah,
in the
mirror. It wasn't funny. It was just kind of cringeworthy watching Kamala Harris, and she's got that, you know, cackle that we all hear. And then it was so funny because Maya Rudolph, you know, she says, "Do I really laugh like that?" And she's like, "Yeah, you really do."
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, in case you didn't hear it. The Trump campaign went to NBC and said, you're violating the fair play rule here, where if you give her time, you have to give me time. Mm-hmm. You didn't do that. So they gave him a 60-second ad in the middle of a NASCAR race yesterday. And I've got the ad. I'm going to play it for you a little later. He did a good job. It was just Trump looking at the camera saying, hello, race fans. I hope you're enjoying yourselves today. We have an important race tomorrow. My guess is his message reached more people than Saturday Night Live did Saturday.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's the biggest gate draw in the country. So my guess is he probably got more mileage out of that. We'll get to all that for you coming up in a minute. But on this very important day before Election Day, Carl Middleman, who is bringing us the national anthem?
Well, Mark, I think we're going to do the Oak Ridge Boys today.
All right, nice.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet
great sports fans, and I hope you're having a fantastic time. We're 2 days away from the most important election in the history of our country. We've got to save our country, and it needs saving. It's in very bad shape. The worst economic numbers in generations were just announced 2 days ago. We're losing jobs. We're losing everything, including viability. We're going to end up in a depression based on what's been happening. We've never seen anything like it, at least for the last 40 years. We have to straighten out our country. We have to close our borders. We have to lower our taxes. We have to get rid of inflation. And we're going to do it. Just remember, Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it. Most important election in the history of our country. Go and vote.
Yeah, there was the message yesterday. In case you weren't watching NASCAR, NBC gave the President Trump that he gave them that 90 seconds. Supposed to be 90 seconds, I think. He got 60. That was a 60-second spot that I ran for you there. And my guess is he reached as many people as Kamala did on Saturday Night Live. Hey, you know, I got to comment on something. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time Friday, we spent a lot of time, last day of the show, talking about what happened in St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So the conservatives in St. Charles County, who are still on the St. Charles County Central Committee, one of them sued Kurt Barr and said, you got to allow me in to watch what's going on. And Kurt Barr's argument was, well, it's not election day yet, even though people are voting. It made no sense to me. And the judge threw it out on Friday, just completely threw out the case, like there was nothing to it. And here, so while this is going on, and you've got a bunch of weak-kneed Republicans in St. Charles County criticizing the conservatives for going out and challenging because we're not allowing watchers to be in the polls in the biggest Republican county in Missouri, they're actually acting like it was outrageous of the conservatives in St. Charles County to demand watchers in the polling places. Now, let me redirect your attention to the state of Georgia, where Republicans scored a victory in Georgia in the fight over election observers. In the state of Georgia, The Republican National Committee went to court to force election offices to allow people to be in to observe while people were voting. And the people there that didn't want them in were Democrats. So what's the difference? The people in Georgia fighting observers in the ballot place were Democrats. And the people in St. Charles County fighting it happened to call themselves Republicans. I'm kind of, you know, baffled by this as I compare the two. And there is a good comparison. I don't understand how they could possibly make the argument that you shouldn't have somebody in there watching. Well, I still don't understand.
So Kurt Barr was saying, well, we're not actually counting, right? We're just basically collecting the ballots. So that was his argument. Now, what I do find interesting is if you go to the local media, KMOV, for example, here's the headline. St. Charles County judge dismisses case to stop early voting. We spoke with Travis Hines, of course, who is the gentleman who filed this lawsuit against Kurt Barr. He says that's absolutely not my intention. Right. I don't want to stop early voting. I'm just making sure that everything is followed as it should be done, which he felt like was to allow these election watchers in.
Voting never would have been stopped unless Kurt Barr refused to comply with the law.
Right.
That's all the thing said. We don't want to stop voting, but we want to bring him in compliance with the law. Thing got tossed. The difference is there are watchers and there are challengers. Watchers are allowed to be there while the vote is happening. Challengers are allowed to be there while the votes are counted. And the fact that I don't understand. We tried to invite Kurt Barr on today. I don't understand why we wouldn't have wanted watchers in the polls when the votes were being cast. And the RNC had to go to court in Georgia, and they won down there, by the way. So I don't know what the hell is going on in St. Charles County. All right, coming up, we are going to get to Kim on a whim, and I have a sneaking suspicion the rally squirrel may make an appearance.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be back in just a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Peanut was the best thing that ever happened to us. And we got confirmation that they put him down.
Can I just say here, justice for Peanut and Fred. Peanut the squirrel and Fred the raccoon. I almost feel like we need to have like a very quick moment of silence here this morning.
I'm fine with that. Justice for Peanut.
Okay. All right. Let's move
on.
That's good. Yeah. So anyway, this whole situation, though, is seriously crazy. What happened to this guy in this, I guess that they're married, this couple in New York who have had this pet squirrel for 7 years that became this internet sensation, had its own TikTok page with, was it close to a million? I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of followers. Turns out, both of these animals, the squirrel and the raccoon, were euthanized. And I want you to hear more from what this guy is saying happened here on October 30th.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal after they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status, then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house, then proceeded to go through every cabinet, nook, and cranny of my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
I want to let this sit here for a second.
Oh my gosh.
So let me get this straight. Okay. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, that came and raided his home, took the squirrel, took the raccoon. It supposedly bit someone that was part of that investigation, so they euthanized both of them to test for rabies. So you're telling me you have time to do all of that, okay? Even though this guy shouldn't have had it because I guess it's illegal and someone ratted him out and told everyone he had the squirrel, even
Karen.
Though it's not like
her
he
name was Karen.
Well, I forgot. Thank
she
you, Mark.
She lived right next door.
Yeah. He's not hiding it. The guy had a TikTok page
thank
with a squirrel
you.
Eating waffles and wearing a cowboy hat, okay? He's not trying to hide him. But the fact that New York officials have the time to deal with a raccoon and a squirrel, but they can't deal with actual crime. And when I say actual crime, I mean crime where people, women are being raped, people are being robbed, and there's gang violence and thousands of illegals. You're telling me that this is more important? I am so glad that resources are being used where they should be.
Yeah.
Aren't
yeah.
we all?
Kathy Hochul suggested that you're not an American if you're voting for Trump. She's the governor of the state with this Department of Environmental Conservation who came in and felt necessary to murder these people's pets. It's unbelievable, the overreach. This is the government the left wants. You have to understand that. They want to control every aspect of your life from start to finish and to have the right to kick your door in and check for your guns. I mean, Kamala Harris said she's going to do that.
Now, I've been very clear. I strongly dislike squirrels. Now, maybe if squirrels all wore like a cute little cowboy hat, maybe I would be less irritated when they're chewing up our patio furniture. But just let me set the record straight. I really dislike squirrels. But it is actually sad that this guy, whether you think it's stupid or not, the fact that this guy had this squirrel for 7 years, I can understand why he's really, really torn up about this. I mean, again, if you go look at the social media, even though it's weird, the squirrel was very much a part of this guy's life. Now, people also bring emotional support like lizards onto planes, and somehow that's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So let's cut this guy some slack. It's weird. He had a squirrel and a raccoon living with him, but he was using it for good, right? To your point, Mark, he had this animal sanctuary. He was raising all of this money to help other animals. And New York felt it necessary to murder them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I was reading up on this thing. Did you watch the videos? Any of the videos
yeah,
of
yeah.
him with the squirrel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't watch all of his videos.
What's wrong with his videos?
He was on...
Say it.
He was on OnlyFans. He and his girlfriend. That's how they bought the farm.
With the squirrel?
Yes. No, not with the squirrel. The money he made
that
from...
That makes it really weird.
It's a fair question to ask.
The money he made from OnlyFans is how they bought the farm upstate New York.
Oh, there's a nuts joke in there somewhere,
oh,
but I'm not going to go
there. Oh, Mark, don't make it.
So anyway,
whole situation.
So anyway, who cares, Carl? Open up your heart. So my guess is...
Carl's a squirrel hater.
My guess is, looking at these two individuals, they were... I would have to stereotype them and put them in the category least likely to be Donald Trump voters. They were, you know, charity animal lovers. They had a nonprofit farm to take in rescue animals, all this stuff. They had, you know, they're living in New York, and all of a sudden it's their own government bureaucracy that they probably worshipped at the altar of, in addition to their OnlyFans page or whatever they did there. That comes in and raids their home and kills their pet squirrel.
You think this is enough to convince some people that this is what a Kamala Harris administration would look like?
Well, probably
four more
not.
Years of this, of but, government overreach?
Probably not, but I do think that it's worth pointing out that we've got the sound with her. I don't have it in front of me, but I got the sound with her from back in San Francisco in 2018 or 2019 when she said, we absolutely have the right, even if you're a law-abiding citizen, to come in your house and look at your guns and make sure they're being stored properly.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like she had the right to do something like that. That's the mindset of progressive liberals in this country. If they disagree with something you're doing, they think a government agency should be able to waltz into your front door and investigate it, which Kathy Hochul clearly carried out to the nth degree with Peanut and Fred. God rest their souls.
I'm sorry. Peanut the squirrel and Fred the raccoon.
I've killed more than my share of squirrels.
I was going to say,
but I didn't kill my neighbor's pet squirrel. That's the thing about it, right?
I mean, they had, I guess, opened up Peanut's Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary that housed 300 animals, including horses, goats, and alpacas. This guy, Mark Longo, I guess is his name, said he was in the process of filing paperwork to get Peanut certified as an educational animal when he was seized.
Okay.
So moose, there's that.
Moose and squirrel. Yeah. That's
I don't know what that's from.
Boris and Natasha.
Oh, okay.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon in the 60s.
I do know of Rocky. Thank you, Carl.
Do you remember that one?
I've heard of that one. Yep. Anyway, we'll see what comes of this. People are really angry about this and the memes.
It made such great headlines.
The internet does not let us down when it comes to memes following something like this.
It probably overrode the garbage memes this weekend. What you
know,
you say?
Think if this had happened. Well, it did happen before Halloween, but it didn't come out until a couple days ago. So think if this had happened and we found out about it right before Halloween. You know how many people would probably be dressed up as squirrels wearing MAGA hats?
It's possible.
Or raccoons.
Okay, I wonder if you can even find those. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they would have become more popular with a few days' notice. So you'll be hearing a lot more, I'm sure, about Peanut and Fred between now and tomorrow. And then it will fade into the background. That guy's going to sue the hell. He I don't know if you listened to the end of that bite. He's trying to raise money so he can sue the state of New York over what they did to him.
$132,000 so far.
Chris Cuomo said he would help raise money. He did some long interview with him. I watched that one.
Oh, maybe you should call his brother's former lieutenant governor and ask her what the hell she's thinking about. That might be a good question. By the way, I found my Mark Mitchell bite from Rasmussen on his final polling for this election. And I'm going to get to that and much more when we come back.
Look here, Trump is up 65-33 among people who say they vote early in person. And Harris only has a slight lead in the vote by mail segment. Now, it probably will be bigger than that. But what everybody's saying to cope is that Republicans are cannibalizing their election day vote. But a lot of people say they're still going to vote in person on election day, and those people break Trump by 8 points. So if the Democrats go into Election Day down at all, they're not going to be able to dig themselves out of that hole unless they magically find more mail-in ballots.
Yeah, there's the key. Now, that's Mark Mitchell. He is the head of Rasmussen Polling. That's him digging into the numbers a little bit on his final polling that he's done in this race. Now, he's the one who said, interestingly, I think, that the last time he saw something shaping up like that, that it was suggestive of the fact that Trump would secure a strong lead nationally and dominate in key battleground states, positioning him for a sweeping victory. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, I wanted him to kind of explain that and what he saw in his final polling. And he claims that he could have been a couple more points to the right than he was in his polling, and he opted not to do that. Listen.
So looking at the maths, this is based on all of our polling, and anything within 1 point I put as a toss-up. Trump wins. If our state polling is too right, and really, we're kind of in line with the Real Clear Politics aggregate, I do not think that's going to be the case, because I think the aggregate is being left-shifted by all the same chuckleheads like Bloomberg and Morning Consult. But let's just take Pennsylvania out of the situation. Trump still wins at 272. This is the same map, but I took away the toss-ups. Trump is still up 291, but Democrats have picked up 247.
Yeah. So in other words, he's feeling pretty confident. And this is a point I thought was interesting, because we've heard a couple of people over the past week or two talk about the fact that they think there could be violence. They're expecting violence in the country.
I am.
Like, businesses in major towns have started to board up their windows.
Yep.
In D.C., for example, they've started to board up their windows. They've got a fence around the White House in the Capitol building. So here's his point. He's like, listen, if what is transpiring here is what I think is going to transpire, that's a good thing. That way we're not hanging out there for 3 or 4 days letting tension build up while we decide what's going on in one state, which would be, in this case, Pennsylvania. So listen to this.
If Virginia or New Hampshire flip, nobody's going to care about delaying the vote in Pennsylvania. And I think that would be very important. Again, the risk of violence in this country is higher than I think it's ever been. It will not be a good thing, regardless of who wins, if the election is dragged out and people are not confident in the results.
Yeah.
I agree. I think if this takes us a day, 2 days, 3 days, I think we're going to see more violence. If it's decisive, even on, you know, tomorrow night, Wednesday morning, I think that's going to help. But regardless, even if Trump decisively wins, okay, I think there could be violence. I think people hate Trump so much. They are deathly afraid of another 4 years under his leadership. They'll freak out.
They've been told he's Hitler. By the left.
Right.
That he's evil.
Yes.
And it's just such complete hogwash. So just a quick reminder, we're going to have live coverage for you here, I think, starting at 7. Is that right? I believe starting at 7. Mark Reardon is anchoring our coverage here on the radio station. I'll be a part of that. I'll be calling in. He's going to have experts in here. John Lamping and others will be calling in with their thoughts and throughout the course of the night as the results start to flow in. I will be over at Channel 4 News. They've invited me to be part of their election night panel again, where I'll get to have fun conversations with William Lacey Clay, the former congressman from the first, and Jay Nixon, and I think Gene Evans is going to be over there. So they'll have two people on the R side, one on the C side, and then two people on the Democrat side.
I wish they had Cori Bush on there.
Oh,
so you could just take her down.
My guess is they don't have enough of a delay system to put Cori Bush on there. She's going to be angry tomorrow night. Because she's out of it now completely, and Wesley Bell is going to be taking her spot, so she's not going to be real happy about that. Anyway, 971talk.com, you can download the voter guide. Coming up next, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at Heritage, on election integrity. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.